Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC. Well, it's a time of year for the Torch Run. A group of law enforcement folks here in Hamilton County will do just that coming up later this week. It's my pleasure talking with Jason Dingman, who represents the Torch Run as they take over from Denny and Luann Jackson, the late Dennis, and also Luann Jackson, who's still with us. And Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about this event. It's coming up. Normally, it's usually about the third, fourth week in May, but it's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, it'll be this Friday.
Mm-hmm. So give us the basics about what's going on.
So we'll be starting off at the Iowa Central Community College parking lot. We'll be leaving from there at 6 p.m., and we're going to run down Ohio Street to Des Moines Street. And we'll end at the Webster City Middle School.
Mm-hmm. And how many do you think will be taking part in this year's event?
I don't have a final count yet. I still got people saying they're going to run. But we'll also have some of our members will be riding bicycles. And we'll have the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Club also riding with.
Mm-hmm. And that's coming up this Friday evening at 6 o'clock, right?
Yep.
All right. I can tell you one thing. I think Mr. Olson will be part of that, right?
Yep. He's going to be right out front with the torch. Looking forward to it.
That'll be neat because I seen Nick last year in pictures involved with that torch run. But it's moved up a little bit this year. Normally, as I said a few moments ago, it's about the third, fourth weekend, normally associated with the Special Olympic Summer Games in Ames, but we moved it up a few weeks, huh?
Yep.
Any reason for that?
This is the date that kind of works for the biggest number of our runners.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose with the graduations also occurring that third weekend in May, too, so that's probably kind of a wise choice, I would think. And hopefully the weather will be nice for it, too.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the rain will either be done before then or wait till after we run.
Yeah. Now, Jason, there's also the sale of these T-shirts we see around town. That's a big fundraiser for Special Olympics, and especially with their teams from Hamilton County.
Yes.
Can they still order those T-shirts?
Yes. You can either email the Peace Officer Association at iowahcpoa@gmail.com. Or you can go directly to the Special Olympics Iowa website and order straight from them.
Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds will help out the Special Olympic Games, which will be going on, from what you told me there, Jason, May 20th this year at Ames. And it's been kind of a interesting couple of years. I know 2 years ago at the height of this pandemic thing, it was all canceled. And then last year they did kind of a special Zoom edition of it, I believe.
Yeah.
For the games, but now I guess everything will be back to normal unless we hear something different on this.
So yep, they're back to in-person games.
Well, that is marvelous to get these Special Olympians the credit they deserve, and it's people like you and the law enforcement community to help support the Special Olympians we have here in Hamilton County. So once again, this coming up this Friday, May 7th, beginning at 6 o'clock, and that'll start at Iowa Central, right?
Yep.
And then heading on Ohio Street, then heading north on Des Moines, and we'll be finishing at the Webster City Middle School. It would take about a half hour to complete. Wouldn't that be correct there, Jason?
Yeah, about that.
About that time. And again, more information may be found at the Special Olympics website, or I think on the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association Facebook page there, Jason. Wouldn't they have some information on that, too?
Yep, we posted the event yesterday.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad to get this out. It's going to be another busy season for the Peace Officers Association. I know that they have the big golf outing coming up in July. We'll talk more about that coming up next month, latter part of June, with Rod Hickok and crew. And then coming up, we have Fish Day coming up first part of June. That's coming up. And also the softball tournament coming up on September 10th. And that's going to be a big event. So we got big things coming up for the peace officers, starting off with a big torch run this weekend. And let's hope we get a great turnout Friday night.
Yep, we're hoping so.
Very good.
We'll just see the people out there.
Right. Jason Dingman, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Pat.